Yeah, something like that.
Very. Thanks, Garrett. Nice work.
The annual National Honor Society Mud Run will take place at Sunny Hill Golf Course in Greenville on Saturday, June 15th. Registration will begin at 9 a.m. and the race will kick off at 10 a.m. The cost to enter the race is $20. All of the profits will go to the veterans of VFW and Catskill.
Join the Catskill National Honor Society for the 2019 Mud Run for Veterans to support those who served our country. The run will be held on Saturday, June 15th at Sunny Hill Golf Course in Greenville. Registration begins at 9 a.m. and the run starts at 10 a.m. Contact Krista Dietrich for more info.
The 14th annual Spring Rush Triathlon will be held tomorrow morning. Kayaks and canoes are available. Such an amazing event organized by marketing students.
Try it all at the 14th annual Spring Rush Triathlon on Saturday, June 8th at 8:30 a.m. Run, bike, and kayak your way to gold. Register at active.com or on race day. It's the perfect weekend warrior race. Try it all at the annual Catskill Spring Rush Triathlon on Saturday, June 8th at 8:30 a.m. See you at the starting line.
Come race or just come to watch. Everybody gets lunch. It's really a super event at Catskill.
We last year graduation, moving up, and this year we're trying to add the elementary school graduation. If you'd like to watch any of the events live, you can go to our school's website and select live events. They will be hosted on our Catskill News YouTube page for later viewing.
Congratulations to CHS Concert Chorus, who received a rating of bronze for their level 4 NISMA adjudication, and the CHS Troubleairs, who received a rating of silver.
We will have a locker clean out the last 10 minutes of period 9 on Tuesday. Extra garbage cans will be in the hallways. Do not throw out textbooks or materials owned by the school. Teachers and staff will be there to collect those items.
Varsity track and field athletes, please return your uniforms as soon as possible. You can return them to your coaches or bring them to the high school office. Thank you all for a great season.
Happy Friday, everyone. It's Zach, and I'm back for your weekly Cat Sports Report. It is nearly the end of the school year. That means those who want to play for fall sports, check in with the nurse to make sure your physicals are up to date. And sign up with your coaches. Here's came with Athlete of the Week, Richard Forbes.
Yeah! What's up, Catskill High School? I'm here with Richard Forbes, one of the Catskill wrestlers.
And y'all already know what I do, so there's no explanation needed, so we're just going to get right into it.
How was your wrestling career here at Catskill High School?
I had a solid career. I finished with 143 wins and like 18 losses, and most of those losses came being in like 8th through 10th grade. And actually, when I started wrestling in 7th grade, I had one win, and my parents were disappointed in me that I was going back to wrestle. They thought I was just going to embarrass myself. But I had probably one of the best runs in Catskill history for wrestling, so I was pretty proud of that.
Tell me about your coaches.
I think personally I got like the best coaches. Like here I got Mandigo. Mandigo's a legend. He supports me on everything I do. He's like a dad to me. And I couldn't have done any of it without him especially. And then Caleb Davies, great partner. I practice with him all the time. Coach Sakata, he's always something. He helps me a lot. And then I wrestle in Troy. Joe's helped me so much, like, just get better overall. So I've had some really good coaches. Senior year, finished with 41 wins and 2 losses. I was undefeated until the section finals. I lost in the section finals, like 13-8. It was a pretty good match. Then I went on to the state tournament. I took 6 at states, and my only loss at states was to the kid I lost to in the section finals, and he took 3rd at states. And then I had an injury to fall out when I tore my shoulder. Next year, I'm going in the Navy, and I'm wrestling in the Navy. I'm going to walk on.
It's so nice to learn more about our excellent athletes. Thanks, Cam. This has been Zach for Weekly Cat Sports Report. Have a happy Friday and stay safe. Now back to the desk, and we're out.
I know, because I'm ready for my joke.
This is a good joke?
I hope you think it's good.
Okay.
Okay, ready? All right. Did you hear about the 2 people who stole calendar?
No.
They each got 6 months. No. Come on, I thought that was a good one.
That's the one that you chose out of all the ones.
Oh my god.
You could have done the dog
one. Tell the dog one.
No, say it.
Okay. What do you call a dog with no legs?
What?
You don't call it anything because it's not coming.
It doesn't matter what you call it because it's not coming.
Oh, dang.
That's real stuff. Okay. Thanks for watching.
Cascading Cats Will.
It's WGXC 90.7 FM.
Right.
Accra.
Keep going.
Hudson, Catskill, Phoenicia, and lots of other places.
That's an interesting addition.
And Valencia.
And Valencia.
Or as they usually call it when you first land in Columbia County.
Valati. Very well done. Did you mention the online way to
And online at WGXC.org.
Yes.
Come on up and
tune in and turn out for a live broadcast, 5 to 7 p.m. Thursday, June 13th, during WGXC's Testify Pledge Drive from Prospect at Scribner's Catskill Lodge in Hunter. You can become a standing supporter at the door or increase your current monthly donation, and your first drink is on Scribner's. Beer and wine purchases during the event benefit Wavefarms WGXC 90.7 FM and the Testify Pledge Drive. Turn out, take in the view, check out this exceptionally designed and appointed spot at the Prospect at Scribner's Catskill Lodge in Hunter, and raise a glass for radio for open ears. Attendees are asked to make a sliding scale contribution, $5 to $10, or become sustaining supporters at the door. That's 5 to 7 p.m. Thursday, June 13th at Scribner's Catskill Lodge in Hunter.
I'm going to see if I can get one of my friends to come up here and testify for me. I'm talking about Raymond. I'm talking about Raymond. Genius. Come on and testify, son. Go ahead, son. Go ahead.
WGXC underwriting support is provided by the Science of Aesthetics Laser and Med Spa, offering a wide variety of multifaceted cosmetic services at 810 Union Street in Hudson. Consultations are available. Information at 518-697-5390. And scienceofaesthetics.net.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Cornelius Eady of New York, New York. WGXC's sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. You too can become a sustaining supporter by going to wgxc.org/donate and designating an amount of your choosing. Thank you for your support. You can buy expensive cars.
Hey everyone, welcome to Clubhouse Radio, live from the Catskill Youth Clubhouse.
On 90.7 FM, WGXC, broadcasting Accra in Catskill and Hudson.
So we are here, this is Phoebes, I'm here with Aisha.
Yes.
And what are we doing this week?
Today we are doing Censored, and we're going to be listening to a bunch of music that us queer people picked out. I guess you could say it like that. And we're going to have a lot of fun. So we're just going to do, like, this mini intermission, and we're just going to talk. So, like, Phoebe, how was your day? We're going to start with that.
Thank you, because we're having some technical difficulties here on our music end is all. Computer seems to have been frozen, but we're still hanging out with y'all. So.
Is that going to delay our news playing? Should we be prepared? Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
So, while Master Sound Engineer Kingston works out our computer.
Yes, all hail Master Kingston.
Right, yeah, right.
The Edgelord.
Edgelord.
Yes.
So, yes, this is our first of 3 weeks of LGBTQIA topics.
You guys can't see it, but I hit the whip. Okay. Today was eventful.
Yeah? What
today
happened?
Today I used a bunch of Sharpies and I painted a rainbow all over my arm. And then my math teacher seen it and told me to remove it. And so I did it on the board. Probably not the best idea.
You put the rainbow on the, you wrote the rainbow on the board in retaliation? What happened after that?
She sent me out. But then I got brought right back because it's a rainbow. They'll be okay.
Yeah.
Salty does not look good.
It looks good on you, I think. All right, cool. Well, how's Pride feel in school? Are y'all talking about it in school?
No.
Not at all?
Mm-mm.
It's all locked up? People are all nervous about it?
Yeah, they're like, oh my God. Like, Miss Bombs, my favorite teacher, shout out to Miss Bombs, she's amazing. She was like, oh my God, is that bracelet for Pride Month? Because remember, I made a bunch of bracelets yesterday here at the clubhouse. And I was like, yeah. And then we got into talking about it. It was really great. We had fun. So she's talking about it. Me and my friends are talking about it. And we're excited to come to the parade.
Yeah.
But everyone else is just like,
For any of our listeners, on Saturday, June 15th, Out Hudson is hosting their Pride Parade.
Yes.
And the clubhouses are going to march. Yeah.
We high-fived. You also can't see
it, but that's great. You got to stop into their studio audience if you want to see the behind the scenes.
I know.
Great. We have some folks in our studio audience. Hey, y'all.
Hi, guys. Yeah. They've tuned in. They're here. And, you know, it's really great. We might just talk to y'all today, and that'd be fine.
That would be fine.
That'd be fine.
Maybe where we're at.
It would be, yeah. Can you sing your favorite song by Chorus and sing? Who are some of the artists you were excited to feature today and talk about?
Todrick Hall, Kalani, Billie Eilish, like just all of these amazing artists, and they do so much great things, and their music speaks to me. I just love them.
I feel like there's like a whole bunch of artists when we did the whole list of queer, and focusing especially on people of color in that list, and like usually folks that people wouldn't necessarily know are queer artists.
Right.
It's like, yeah, we're
people,
here.
They see them, and they're just like, oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
But they're artists. And in some parts of the world, being an artist and being queer is just like it's like unholy, like in Korea. And I'm just like, wow, you guys know I'm obsessed with K-pop. That's no secret. I literally will tell everyone that I love K-pop if you didn't know. So,
I mean, you showed me a really awesome video yesterday of, what was it, 10?
10, and,
yeah.
So there's these two dancers and they did, oh my God, it was such a good dance. They did a dance to a song by Billie Eilish, and Oh my! I felt like it was about gay rights. It's a really good dance. Y'all just have to watch the dance. I can't spoil it for you because it's too good to spoil.
Mm-hmm. Well, what else do we have going on at the clubhouse for Pride
Month? We have
teen
night.
Yeah, teen night down in Kingston.
Yeah.
I'm going to go down there on the 21st. That's a Friday.
Not the Edgelord, the place. You're welcome.
And, yeah, we got the parade.
Right.
And then they're doing Pride at the Point.
They are. And we will be down there.
Yeah, so that's from 10 to 2, I think on Friday the 28th is that event. So lots of cool stuff going on.
We're busy. Mm-hmm. We keep busy. We make bracelets. We do everything.
Mm-hmm.
This is just a great place to be.
Yeah.
So we all should come down.
Come to the clubhouse.
Come to the clubhouse.
Where we celebrate pride loudly.
And dab. And we have the Edgelord here, so come visit the Edgelord and the Radio Lab.
Well, I mean, I really want to do with you, Aisha, a podcast about
edginess,
yes, the Edge podcast.
We need to do the Edge podcast.
Because, like, I don't know if I totally understand your, like, edge points.
Like
sometimes
I
like, there's, like,
1,000
points just for one piece of clothing, and then sometimes it's, like, a whole outfit, and it's, like, 56 points. Like, I'm confused.
I'd have to bring in my friend. My friend is the one who came up with this whole system of edginess, and I love her for it. And she's just amazing. I love her.
Okay, so you got to bring her in.
Yeah, I'll bring her in.
Okay.
How edgy is queer culture?
Very edgy. It's the edgiest of edge things. Like, you like automatically gain like 15 points just for being queer. It's just that thing. It just happens.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there's something about being edge, like, that's fringe,
yes,
right?
Like,
so,
like, you could either be like overly like toxically edgy, or you can be like, you can be like riding the cool waves and be like vibing with us, but then there's like that in between that you don't want to be.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I get it. You're cool. It's just like teetering on borderline psycho that you don't want.
Like egomaniac sort of.
Yeah, you don't want like another Freddy Krueger emerging from the dust because you want it to be edgy. We don't want that. So like, be edgy. I'm encouraging y'all to be e-girls and e-boys, but don't be like, I am your father, dark side. we're not going that deep. We're not going that deep, I promise.
Yeah.
All right, so it seems like we may have figured out, well, I think most of our technical difficulties
most
here.
Most could do it.
So we're going to drop into the news,
uh-huh,
the weather. And then we'll play back in with a song, and you'll hear from us.
Love that.
All right.
Yeah.
Bye. Well, not bye. We're coming back.
Uh-huh.
Enjoy the news.
From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News. I'm Philip Grant. Rachel Silverstein reports in the Albany Times Union that the more things change in the state capitol, the more they remain the same. For years, a group of Democrats called the Independent Democratic Conference voted with Republicans in the state Senate, which meant that only centrist or bipartisan bills could be passed. The election last year swept in enough Democrats to take over the chamber, and for the beginning of the legislative session this year, Democrats and Governor Andrew Cuomo got many bills made into law. Now, though, with the session ending June 19th, Senate Democrats say that Cuomo and a few senators from Long Island are blocking several issues such as rent control, marijuana legalization, and bills to combat climate change. Jeremy Saunders, co-director of Vocal New York, a group in favor of marijuana legalization, said, and I quote, "The governor has created an IDC on Long Island that he basically controls. The Long Island Six are undermining Andrea Stewart Cousins," end quote. Cuomo, interviewed June 6, seemed to agree. Cuomo said, and I quote, "What you have is a clash of the New York City Democrats, but then you have Long Island where you have more moderate Democrats, upstate where you have more moderate Democrats," end quote. Liz Krueger, who is sponsoring the marijuana legalization bill in the Senate, said three-way talks between Cuomo administration and Senate and Assembly on the issue have not happened since April. Krueger said, and I quote, "It would be amazing if the governor would come to the table on this and we could get this done before we go home," end quote. Read more about this story in the Albany Times Union. Joseph Spector reports in the Poughkeepsie Journal that Ulster is the only county that has said so far that it will mandate 5-cent charge on paper bags when New York's ban on plastic bags goes into effect. Starting in March, plastic bags won't be in local grocery stores, and counties can decide for themselves whether or not to add a nickel fee for paper bags. Last year, Ulster County passed its own plastic bag ban with a 5-cent charge for paper bags that goes into effect July 15. No other local county has made a decision on the issue yet, according to a survey of local leaders by USA Today Network in New York. Dutchess County has its own plastic bag ban going into effect soon, but has not addressed paper bags. Dutchess County Executive Mark Molinaro said, and I quote, "If the county legislature decides to re-examine the issue, public engagement and discussion must take place prior to a decision being made to adopt a fee on the use of paper carry-out bags," end quote. Officials from Albany, Greene, and Columbia counties said they did not know which way they would go on the issue, and officials from Rensselaer County did not respond. Read more about this story in the Poughkeepsie Journal. The Daily Freeman reports that the 31st Annual Hospital Ball, May 25th, raised $587,000 for the Columbia Green Hospital Foundation. An auction at the event at Catskill Point raised $180,000 towards Columbia Memorial Hospital's purchase of 3D biopsy and mammography technology. Foundation Board Chairperson Patty Mahatney said the 3D technology will make it easier to detect breast cancer with a less invasive procedure. Hospital trustees Mel Gale Bible and Dr. Richard V. Black were honored at the event. Read more about this story in the Daily Freeman. Tim Barton, the sports editor at Hudson's Register Star, tweets that the Ichabod Crane and Chatham softball teams that both won Section 2 championships this week both won June 6 regional playoff games 14-2, and both games were stopped in the sixth inning because of the mercy rule. ICC's Isabella Malazzo, who was named the Colonial Council Most Valuable Player this year, gave up just 3 hits and struck out 10 without a walk in Ichabod Crane's win over Ogdenburg. The Chatham softball team beat Ticonderoga and will next play St. Lawrence at 1 p.m. June 8th at SUNY Potsdam. And that wraps up the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News. For local weather reports, public meetings, and other community information, use the WGXC website, WGXC.org. From the WGXC newsroom, I'm Philip Crane. Have a good day and a nice weekend. And now here is your WGXC Hands-On Radio weather update. A sunny Friday afternoon is in the forecast for the WGXC listening area, with a temperature high near 79 degrees and a north wind at 3 to 6 miles an hour. Tonight will be mostly clear with a low around 55 and a northwest wind at 3 to 7 miles an hour. Your forecast for the weekend. A sunny day is forecast for Saturday with a temperature high near 79 degrees. Saturday night mostly clear with a low around 53, and on Sunday, sunny with a high near 80 degrees. Sunday night, partly cloudy with a low around 63. So there you have your weather update, brought to you by WGXC, 90.7 FM, hands-on community radio for Greene and Columbia counties. Run fast from a day job, running fast from the way it was, jump quick to a paycheck, running back to the strip club, I'm never going back, never going back. No, you can't make me. Never going back, never going back. They never take me. I've paid enough for petty dues. I've heard enough of shitty news. I had a thing for dirty shoes since I was 10. Love dirty men alike. Ooh, better day than yesterday. Ooh, I just take it day by day. Ooh, never hearing what they say.
than I got. Pieces and pages, talking a lot. Sorry, I'm faded. Think I forgot. You love me. About 2 days from break. Been about 3 years since I dated you. Why you still talking about me like we together? I moved on for the better. You moved on to whoever. I was down for whatever and then some. You gon' make me late to work again. Ooh, better day than yesterday. Ooh, I just take it day by day.
Just listening to Broken Clocks by SZA, and it's what a great song that was. Welcome back to Clubhouse Radio, presenting 1 hour of Censored. Today we are here with, well, me, myself, Aisha, and Phoebe.
Hey, y'all.
Hi.
Super excited to jump into our first week of LGBTQIA yes. radio. And
first discussion. Let's
before that, just so our listeners know, all views that we express here on Clubhouse Radio are our truth and may not represent the views and opinions of the Clubhouse's parent organization, the Mental Health Association of Columbia Green. So with that, where are we starting, Nisha?
We are now starting the next song, eventually, but first... Well, maybe not, but you know.
Well, what song did you have? What song do you have queued up for our listeners first?
I think it was "Lovely," "Lovely" by Billie Eilish, and I love that song because, and that personally, that song has a lot of meaning to me. And earlier, and the song when you like listen to it, it has like a calming sense, and then when you listen to the words, you're like, "Dang, I felt that," and so you never, there's like never a. Area in the song where you're just like, I didn't like that. Well, for me, like, so every second I'm just like, this is my song. I love this song and nothing's gonna change that. And it just like represents so many feelings and emotions and like wanting to escape the bad ones and move on to the new ones. And it holds a lot of meaning. And some people interpret it different than I do, and that's fine. But, you know, it holds a special place in my heart, this song.
It feels like I'm like blown away, I guess, by like how much Billie's blown up on the scene and like your description of like the way she connects emotionally, like her lyrics, like about edginess, like there's some edge that right. So like what is it that's making her speak so much to people right now?
Like she's around our age. That's one. And she's not trying to be the next Rihanna. She's not trying to be the next Ariana Grande. She's trying to be herself, and she's making a name for herself. She's not following in anyone's footsteps or trying to change who she is to fit in with everyone else, and I love that about her. Like, the fact that she's not over here booty popping in our face for views on YouTube, just, like, it, like, she's edgy, she's different, she's out there, and people don't like her for that, but I love her for that.
Yeah.
And so do a whole bunch of other kids.
Yeah, it seems that way, which is great. And I think speaks to, like, which I think is, I find true often of younger people in general, but, like, this opening to just, like, different ways of, like, expressing, being, and, like, the carving a new path. And I feel like so much of what Pride is about is, like, having the space to celebrate what queerness brings us culturally that is, you know, people are afraid of because, like, they're like, oh, that's different. But it's, like, full of this creative potential for how we get to, like, relate to each other and do all these great things.
So here is the song, and I hope you guys enjoyed as much as I do. Lovely feat, Khalid. And like I said, that song on so many levels relates to so many people's problems in life, and it talks about wanting to escape, like, you know, like all the bad feelings, like get out of your head, because like when you're in your head, you're like, I can't do this, I'm never gonna be able to, I'm not good enough. And like it talks about escaping that trap inside your mind that you set for yourself, like that, like, negativity and going to a better place, which they tell you quite a few times. I love that song. And so it was, like, really emotional for me. And it just, like, so, like, when I'm feeling down, that's the song I listen to just to be able to have, like, some, I can do this, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So what did you think about the song?
I really enjoyed it. I don't think I'd heard that.
Not
song
that one
before, so that was fresh to get a new Billy song. Yeah, I really appreciated it, and like your breakdown resonates really deeply, like that sense of we get to create our own sense of beauty, love,
right,
in the world.
And that's what she does. Like, so many people love her because of what she does for people. Like, she lifts their spirits. She tells them they can. And she's been through her own struggles, and it shows in her music. And she's not afraid to tell everybody, yeah, I've messed up, but this is how I continued on, and you should too. And that's that for me as a 15-year-old is really inspiring. So
awesome.
I love her.
So who's next on our inspiring list of queer artists?
Julia Michaels with her song Issues. So good luck with this one. I love this song also.
When I'm down, I get real down. When I'm high, I don't come down. I get angry. Baby, believe me. I can love you just like that. And I can leave you just as fast. But you don't judge me. Cause if you did, baby, I'd judge you too. No, you don't judge me, cause if you did, baby, I did you too. Cause I got issues, but you got them too. So give them all to me, and I'll give mine to you. Bask in the glory of all our problems. Cause we got the kind of love it takes to solve for. Yeah, I got issues. And one of them is how bad I need you. You get mad and you break things. Feel bad, try to fix things. But you're a perfect, poorly wired circuit. And got hands like an ocean. Push you out, pull you back in. Cause you don't judge me. Cause if you did, baby, I'd judge you too. No, you don't judge me. Cause you see it from the same point of view. Cause I got issues, and you got them too. So give them all to me, and I'll give mine to you. Bask in the glory of all our problems. Cause we got the kind of love it takes to solve for. Yeah, I got issues. And one of them is how bad I need you. I got issues. You.
Just listening to Issues by Julia Michaels, and another reason that that song speaks to me is because, once again, it's like, yeah, I messed up, but not everyone's perfect. You got issues too, and she made a song about it, so like, props to her for being able to say, like, I suck, but yeah, y'all suck once in a while too.
Yeah.
She like cheated the system, and I love that.
There's something really powerful about like that, or just real honesty, right? Mm-hmm. And also just like breaking ourselves out of the pattern of being like, this is what good looks like. This is what perfection looks right. like. This is what, you know, being whatever normal looks like, yeah, which queerness is all about, like, just break all that down.
This is what being the status quo looks like, y'all. Everyone get in line. Yeah, no.
Nah, no thank like, you.
There's just like that select few people that are like, yeah, you can do this, but I'm going to do this and that and I'm going to be me, and if you don't like that, well.
Yeah, so I think in a world that often tells us, like, we're not right or normal, like, right. let's let this right. be a month where we can celebrate the fact right. that everyone's perfectly, uniquely, exactly who they're supposed to be, and nobody can be compared right. to you.
Like,
period.
I'm strange, but telling me I'm strange makes me want to be stranger. So you're going to mess that up. Yeah. Go ahead.
I don't really want to be part of the normies anyway.
Yeah.
I mean, being normal is boring. I mean, like, You do the same things everyone else does. You eat the same foods. You wear the same clothes. And I'm just over here in my rainbow overalls.
Yeah.
And they're just like, okay, that's the weird kid in her weird group. And I'm just like, great. Love being that.
Amazing. So what's our last song to bring home this segment?
Love on the Brain by Rihanna. And I love this song.
Yeah.
Yo, thank you so much, Aisha.
You're
this
welcome.
This is an awesome segment.
Tried to buy your pretty heart, but the price too high. Baby, you got me like gold. You love when I fall apart, so you can put me together and throw me against the wall. Baby, you got me like. Stop loving me. Don't quit loving me. Just stop loving me. Oh, and babe, I'm fist fighting with fire just to get close to you. We burn something today, and I'll run for miles just to get a taste. Just to get close to you, could we burn something, babe? And I'll run for miles just to get a taste. Must be love on the brain. That's got me feeling this way. It beats me black and blue, but if so good and I can't.
From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio News Update. I'm Philip Grant. Amelia Teasdale is reporting for the Columbia paper. The Ichabod Crane Board of Education is giving thought to the district's upcoming superintendent search. Current superintendent Michael Vanyo's resignation is effective June 4th. He has been employed by Ichabod Crane since 2017, but has been on leave from the district since April after he was charged with a DWI as a result of an incident in Saratoga County. Assistant Superintendent Suzanne Guntlow was appointed acting superintendent April 30th. The Board of Education began formulating its plan June 4th with the creation of a committee to select an interim superintendent before the search for a permanent superintendent begins. Board member Regina Rose, who is on the committee, said there are two candidates interested in the interim position, Guntlow and one other person.
Board member John Antalek, who is also on the committees, said he wanted to gather the group of stakeholders, like the one used in the last superintendent search, to meet and start the discussion. The stakeholders include representatives from the PTA, the teachers union, an administrator, a school staff member, and five community members. Board members said the district could wait until June 30th, leaving Guntlow in charge for that time, before they decide whether to hire a consultant or to conduct the search in-house. Analek said the board would form a superintendent search committee and ask community members to join the committee through the website. Read the full story in the Columbia paper. Paul Kirby is reporting for the Daily Freeman. Legislation that would allow school districts in New York to impose mandatory kindergarten attendance is awaiting action by Governor Andrew Cuomo. The bill was approved by the state Senate in March and the Assembly this month, according to the bill's sponsor, State Senator James Skoufas. In support of the measure, Skoufas said earlier this year that children who attend kindergarten gain character-building skills. He said, and I quote, "When children are given a well-rounded kindergarten education, it fosters crucial social, emotional, and cognitive development," end quote. Currently, only 8 districts in the state are permitted to mandate kindergarten attendance, including New York City, Syracuse, Rochester, Utica, Buffalo, Cahoes, Waterville, and Yonkers. Skoufas is serving his first term representing the 39th Senate District, which includes Central and Eastern Orange County, the northern tip of Rockland County, and the Ulster County towns of Plattsburgh and Marlsboro. Read the full story in the Daily Freeman. MidHudsonNews.com is reporting the Budget and Finance Committee of the Dutchess County Legislature passed a resolution June 6 setting salaries for elected officials. The proposed increases must go now to the full legislature for a vote on June 10. Lawmakers approved a 3% raise for each of the county's elected officials, the county executive, sheriff, clerk, legislature chair, majority and minority leaders, majority and minority assistant leaders, and county legislators. County lawmakers have not received a salary increase in 14 years, and the last was a 3% raise in 2005. The executive sheriff and clerk received 3% increases in 2007. Read the full story in MidHudsonNews.com. The New York State Department of Environmental Conservation is asking the public to report moose sightings and observations. According to a statement released June 6, the DEC and its research partners used public sightings as an indication of the number of moose in the state and a guide as to where they live. The public observation effort is part of a multi-year research project to obtain information on the status of New York's moose population, health of the moose, and the factors that influence their survival and reproductive rate. Commissioner Basil Sago said, and I quote, "Moose are iconic animals, and the public's help in reporting moose sightings is key in creating successful moose management plans that work towards growing and maintaining a healthy population," end quote. Moose sightings increase in the spring with the rising temperatures and melting snow. In 2018, a total of 220 moose observations were reported to the DEC, a marked increase from the 163 reports in 2017. If you see a moose, let the DEC know by reporting, going online to dec.ny.gov. And that wraps up the WGXC Hands-On Radio News Update. For local weather reports, public meetings, and other community information, use the WGXC website, wgxc.org. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a nice weekend.
Did you not lie? Tell me not to say another lie. Lie to me, about to play with you and I. I know somebody like you is hard to find. Put a guard off of my eye. Know them niggas watching, they been keeping up a cotton, they been talking and hating. That got a fucking
cautious, thinking you would leave me. Trust and believe me, I know that it's easy. I know they want to feed you. All this is thirsty, but you would never hurt me. Not like I hurt you, this shit I do is hurtful. You feel like a damn fool, I wish I had a man. You to better understand you. You say I'm a handful, I'm in your head like Cantu. I tell you what I can do, be a better man than you. This Henny made me ramble. Card ain't got no answer. Wrote this anthem, alert you like it's Amber. Distress to my damsel, but she say I'm canceled. I just got back in touch with her. Used to talk a lot, used to down a ride. I can't do this hot and bot. Don't see eye to eye, but I know that we got time to fix it. We not blind, don't know what I'm implying. I'm missing my friend dying. Without you, I been trying. This shit, they been wet. Can't take them to get prime. For dinner, we did that. Can't help it but nitpick. This shit, they did that. Like throwing that shit back. You know that I missed that. I don't like the wit snatch. No, I like that. It's natural. Big mad, cause I heard a nigga just bagged you. Big mad, cause you lied about it when I asked you. But knew it wouldn't last. Even though she came fast, but the karma came faster. See you with the game in a pic, no caption. But the look up on your face say he better than the last one. Damn, caught and got no answer. Wrote this anthem, alert you like it's Amber. Distress to my damsel, but she say I'm cancer.
What the fuck does that even mean?
I'm cancer. Don't sweat it, I forget you but won't forget it. I just cut into your schedule. Got your new number for your best friend. Yeah, yeah, I've been checking for you. No, you've been checking for me too. Why they like to meddle up and we do? Like they know the best for me and you. I just turned in your driveway. You were looking at me sideways. You were throwing dirt on my name. The one to blame, I apologize, yeah, sorry for Elijah, for Elijah, for Elijah, yeah.
WGXC underwriting support is provided by Hilo Catskill, cafe, bar, art gallery, and performance space located at 365 Main Street, Catskill, New York. Waveform's WGXC is pleased to broadcast live from Hilo every Tuesday morning starting at 9 a.m. In addition, Hilo live events are streamed and broadcast in conjunction with the Waveform Radio Transmit Partner Program.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Melissa Alfdermar and Tony Stone of Hudson, New York. WGXC's sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. You, too, can become a sustaining supporter by going to wgxc.org/donate and designating an amount of your choosing. Thank you for your support.
Now. Oh. Welcome back to Clubhouse Radio, live from the Catskill Youth Clubhouse on 90.7 FM WGXC, broadcasting Acre, Catskill, Hudson. You were just listening to...
Canceled by Bryson
Canceled
Tiller.
Canceled by Bryson Tiller.
And, well, Kingston here again.
Yeah.
And we're here with William Romeo.
Yeah, man.
And so we're doing some more on queer music today. William, you were sitting and listening to the first half of the show, right? And
yeah.
You brought in, you found a book that was interesting.
Yeah.
Talking. Do you want to bring that little piece in, and then we can just keep the conversation rolling? Because, yeah, just that little piece.
I'm sorry, my pencil fell.
That's fine.
So, it says, where this kind of discretion is not afforded, one can sometimes expect the discredited individually to take active disciplinary...
Wait, one sec. Wait, hold on. Are we reading the same thing?
Yeah.
Oh. No, wait.
Oh,
wait,
wait,
it was
wait,
the
wait,
description
yeah.
from... So, right, this is the book called Stigma.
Right. I was walking down the street with my steady girl when this gay drives by that I'd been once before, and he whistles at me, calls, "Hi, sweetie," and was I mad? So I went down to where the boys was, and we laid for him and beat on him till he liked to a never come to. Ain't gonna take nothing like that off in a queer.
All right. So that's super problematic, right? It's a recount of somebody who had an experience. They got hit on by somebody, and their response was to go and beat them up. So I identify as queer.
Yeah.
And so that's a reclamation of that language. Y'all, you know, we're during the conversation about maybe everybody's a little bit queer, and also that kind of response feels like a lot of internalized, like, homophobia.
Homophobia.
So,
like, I know that, like, some parents in the world are kind of, like, homophobic, and they're kind of, like, scared to, like, wait for that day when their child comes to them and tells them that they're gay. I feel like it would be, like, a little bit rough on them.
So one day I was online playing an online game. So one of my friends had one of these people who were trans.
Right.
So transgender?
Transgender, yes. Okay. Transgender. It is she.
They, okay.
I asked. I asked them their pronouns.
But you can't say it about a person.
Oh,
it.
You say it's a she.
Like, sorry. No, the person.
I'm still getting used to this thing.
So this is how we're learning. Yeah. You know what I mean?
It's a process.
Yeah. Everybody has different pronouns. You know.
Mm-hmm. I mean, do y'all want to take a minute and say your pronouns? I use he and they.
I was gonna go more depth in it.
Okay.
Yeah. Mine's he, him, they.
Mine's he. Okay. They.
But yeah, please keep going. Word up.
So, later on, I was like, dope. So one of these people, my friends, who was the friend of the transgender, had another friend who was a complete jerk. I'm trying to minimize my cursing in my head.
Yeah, no, let's not.
Yeah, I was gonna say
radio friendly.
So. This person was being mean, and this person I already had blocked and muted and everything. So she was getting upset and everything. So left the party like twice in a row. So I left the party to talk and get the person calmed down. Just told her. I said him. Oops. Because I'm always playing with guys online.
And so just one piece in terms of like correcting yourself when you mistake somebody's gender pronoun. The best thing to do is to, you know, say, oops, sorry, her, correct yourself, and keep going through it.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
My bad.
Thank you.
Yeah. Right.
So she got it together, helped out much as I could, and made she feel better and everything, hanged out with her online, play some Minecraft, I guess.
Yeah.
Minecraft is still a cool good game.
All right, you're into Minecraft.
Minecraft's lit.
Minecraft was popular. It's still popular. It's just a lot of people don't play it because it's got stale.
Yeah.
Okay. Well,
it's kind of fallen off in a sense.
What feels like really important in that is that, like, just because there's online and
like homophobic, like what I was saying about the stigma book. It was talking about the person beating up. This person was being really mean, saying mean words and stuff. And I just wanted to help out much as I could as a human being.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone else is a human being. Doesn't matter who you are and anything. You're just a person living life. So
it's kind of like discriminating a person for, you know, how or what. You know, who they like, you know, personally what they
It's who people prefer. Are, yeah. A lot of times. It's not just about the sexuality. And so, in terms of what you were just talking about, Romeo, let's play Human by Rag & Bone Man. Mm-hmm. Right? And we'll talk about it a little bit after,
I put
right?
a little bit definite, and basically, this song's mostly about Everyone's a human. Like I was saying, everyone's a human. Love them.
Maybe I'm foolish, maybe I'm blind, thinking I can see through this and see what's behind. Got no way to prove it, so maybe I'm lying. But I'm only human after all. I'm only human after all. Don't put your blame on me. Don't put your blame on me. Take a look in the mirror, what do you see? Do you see it clearer? Or are you